In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Happy feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, which was in former days known as the Feast of Our Lady of Victory. And it was Our Lady of Victory because this feast was instituted by Pope St. Pius V in response to the great Christian victory at the Battle of Lepanto, where an inferior Christian fleet destroyed an Ottoman Turk fleet and ended the possibility of a seaborne invasion of Europe by the Muslim Turks. And it was seen to be a great miracle, and it was credited to Our Lady, because while other people took care of the military preparations, Pope St. Pius V commanded the Christians everywhere to pray the rosary for the victory of the Christian fleet, and the Christians won. So we had this feast of Our Lady of Victory, and then with the calendar reforms of 1970, it was changed to Our Lady of the Rosary. The rosary itself has a very interesting history. You know, it's not uncommon in many places that you use a kind of abacus to count things. And very early in the church, they would use a kind of abacus to count prayers. And then this began to be used to pray a very particular prayer, meditating upon the life and death and resurrection of our Lord through the eyes of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And there is a wonderful tradition that Our Lady herself appeared and gave the final form of the rosary so that the faithful could pray through her eyes, meditating upon our Lord. The rosary itself, if you prayed a complete rosary before St. John Paul II messed things up and added the luminous mysteries, it was 150 Hail Marys, mirroring the 150 Psalms, the 150 Psalms that in the old days the monks and the nuns would pray every week in the Liturgy of the Hours. Now it's spread over a four-week cycle, or in some religious houses, a two-week cycle. But in any case, what are we doing in the rosary? We're meditating upon the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord through the joyous mysteries and the sorrowful mysteries and the glorious mysteries, and then those mysteries which kind of fix a hole that was in the rosary, that were added by St. John Paul II, the luminous mysteries. Now, one of the complaints we often hear from our Protestant friends is, that's not scriptural. Au contraire, because where do the prayers of the rosary come from? Well, is the Our Father scriptural? Well, of course it is. And where does the Hail Mary come from? That's not scriptural. Yes, it is, because we just heard part of it. Hail Mary, full of grace, the words of the Archangel Gabriel, and then the words of Saint Elizabeth, blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And then the great doxology, which, while not scriptural, is certainly part of Revelation, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And then, while not scriptural or tradition, the Fatima prayer. You know, all of these wonderful things, and while we're praying it, we meditate upon a portion of the life of our Lord. Truly a wonderful thing, and we can never meditate too much upon our Lord. So is that any wonder then that many saints and the popes have constantly recommended the rosary to us for private devotion? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.